BBC News, I'm John Shea. A large and growing oil slick has been sighted off China's east coast, where an Iranian oil tanker sank on Sunday. Thick black smoke is still rising from fires burning on the surface of the water. The tanker had been transporting nearly a million barrels of condensate, a highly toxic refined form of oil, though it's thought the slick is coming from the heavy fuel oil that was used to power the ship. At least 25 people have been killed in a double suicide bomb attack in central Baghdad. Officials at Iraq's health ministry say at least 60 others have been wounded. The attack happened near a busy junction where large crowds of construction workers gather to find work. A mezzanine floor has collapsed at the Indonesian stock exchange in Jakarta. Initial reports suggest there may be casualties. Images showed pieces of ceiling and broken furniture inside the building's lobby. North Korea says it will attend further talks on Wednesday to discuss sending its athletes to next month's Winter Olympics in the South. The development follows a meeting of representatives from Pyongyang and Seoul about arrangements for the artistic troupe, which the North wants to perform during the Games. Mount Mayon, the Philippines' most active volcano, has begun erupting with slow streams of lava. Thousands of people were evacuated from the surrounding area after warnings of a hazardous and explosive eruption. One of Britain's biggest construction companies, Carillion, has gone into liquidation. Talks involving government officials and creditors appear to have failed. The move threatens more than 40,000 jobs in Britain, Canada and the Middle East. And officials from Myanmar and Bangladesh are discussing how to carry out an operation to repatriate hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims. Under a deal signed in November, it's envisaged that more than 650,000 people will return to Myanmar. BBC News.